Hey guys, happy Monday. So, I want to talk to you guys about something that's going to probably hit you pretty hard and make yourself punch yourself in the throat every time you catch yourself doing this. And, you know, what is it? So, I want to ask you guys a question. Like, if you heard someone talking to your kids, to your spouse, to your best friends, the way you talk to yourself, you'd probably punch that person in the face. Like you would. We would not tolerate any level of disrespect to our children, to our spouses, to our family, to our friends. But the crazy part is that we do it to ourselves. So I have a challenge for you guys, and I have some homework for you. My goal is to do these every Monday to really get you motivated in the right mindset to tackle the week. And so most of our limiting beliefs that are holding us back are not coming from outside forces. Like they're not coming from like the economy or our peers or our, you know, our friends or our past even. Most of these thoughts, they're coming from you. They're your own thoughts. You're your actual own worst enemy right now. And so today we're going to punch those thoughts in the face and replace them with something that actually moves you forward. How do I know this? And how do I know this works? Is because I've been there. Like I've been there. And at times I'm still working through certain things. But for years, my self-talk was brutal. It was horrible. I would tell myself, I'm not good enough, right? I'm bad at making decisions. I'm the problem, right? And it can go even deeper than that. You know, for years, I told myself no matter how skinny I got, that I was still fat and that I would still resort to going back to eating comfort food because I would make myself feel bad. And that's such a horrible thing that we do to ourselves, guys. I've been there. I carried that belief into everything that I approached, right? That belief that I wasn't good enough. Right? I was bad at leading. I was bad at making decisions. I carried that into everything. I carried it into my relationships. I carried it into my business and I carried it into my health. And what happened from that is like, I literally became a prisoner of my own thoughts. I was putting myself in a box. I was limiting myself. I became my own prison. And the thing about that is though, like becoming your own prison is that sometimes you are holding the key that will let yourself out. And so my job here is to help you get out. How do I get out of this mind frame? So we're going to have three things that you're going to do this week. And one of my goals with the 1LD crew is to help and touch as many people as I can. So if you know other business owners, operators that are feeling this way, invite them into the crew. I purposely made the crew about you, your home and your business, because they're all intertwined. But I also purposely made it at a price point that anyone who needs help can afford the help. And so if you know someone who's literally a prisoner of their own thoughts right now, that they're putting themselves in this, extend them the invitation to say like, hey, this is what I'm doing right now. And again, my mission is to do this for you guys every Monday on a different topic, right? Setting yourself up to win on this on every Monday morning, we're going to tackle that week. So let's get back to it, you know, and when you're in that prison, again, you're holding the key, but you're still not letting yourself out. Like, are you holding that key? And you know that you are holding it and you know what you're supposed to be doing, but for some reason you just can't do it. So you're not letting yourself out. And you're like, Libby, you're like banging on the walls. Like, how do I get out of here? How? And so we're going to reprogram your mind. We have to work with the brain. We have to reprogram your mind the way it works. And, you know, it wasn't until, you know, I was going through these things. I come from an abusive background, being with an alcoholic, narcissist, and I had no shortage of limiting beliefs. I had no shortage of self-doubt, talking down to myself and really not believing in myself. And until I really, you know, until someone saw that in me, they saw it in me, did I see myself differently. So I'm seeing it in all of you guys. You're here because you want to be different. You're here because you want change. And so sometimes you need someone to see it in you before you see it in yourself. Someone can believe it in you, but you have to believe it in yourself as well. And the one thing I want you guys to realize, because I realize this, is that my thoughts were not facts. They weren't facts. I mean, I lived with a narcissist for 13 years. I literally thought I was going insane, clinically insane. I was depressed, I was overweight, I was being emotionally and physically abused. And but that self-doubt, those thoughts were not facts, but they were stories that I was telling myself. But the benefit is, right, what I've learned to do is I can rewrite those stories. I can rewrite them. And so today I am going to give you three simple, powerful habits to reprogram your self-talk to yourself so that you can stop being your own worst enemy. I mean, how many people here are their own worst enemy? Are you your own worst enemy? If someone talked to your child the way that you talk to yourself, you would punch them in the face. So what we need to start doing is when we hear ourselves say that, punch yourself in the throat. People are like, what are they doing? But I want you to think through that. And so we need to stop being our own worst enemy. And so the first simple habit I have is daily affirmations. And this may sound super easy, but daily affirmations, you can have them on. I have mine. I'm going to just pull it off of you guys. I have one of them taped up to the wall, like literally right in front of me. But daily affirmations that really start with a I am written down. I am. Your brain defaults to fear and negativity, normally because it's trying to protect itself. And that's normal. It goes into like protection mode. But if you're not actively feeding it what you need so that you can believe, it will try to replay all that old junk in your head. Like it will definitely try to replay it in your head over and over. And this is how we get stuck. And sometimes if you're trying to reach that goal in business, it has nothing to do with like sales or marketing. Sales and marketing, up the marketing, spend more money, answer the phone. But if you're replaying old things in your head, junk about, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I don't know what I'm doing. In fact, that's what will happen. And so we don't want to make sure we're not replaying those like bad reruns in your head. And when you go with the identity statement, come in with I am. It's so powerful. I am statements. And here are the three most powerful I am statements that just maybe you could start with if you were feeling unsure where to start. So I am capable. I learn and grow. And I am worthy of success. I want you to write these down, right? I am capable. I learn and I grow. I learn and grow, and I'm worthy of success. Say it every day for 6 months straight out loud. Even when you don't believe it, even when you don't believe it, you gotta say it because your brain believes what it hears most often, especially from you. Your brain is going to believe it if you keep saying it. So the next one is my third habit, or second habit is reframing your setbacks. Now, this is a huge one. Reframing your setbacks is huge. Why? Because life is testing you. Every obstacle is a question, right? Life is testing you. And I want to give you some examples on this. When something goes wrong, when something doesn't fall right, do you question if you did it right? Do you question if, man, I'm not good enough. Why am I doing this? I believe that it's life testing us. It could be the universe, it could be God testing you to prepare. To see if you're ready for the next level. And so we have to reframe every setback. So when something goes wrong, most people would say, hey, maybe that's a sign you should quit, right? Maybe that's a sign you should sell, organize it. When we got hit with Hurricane Ian, we were devastated. I mean, completely demolished, had to start from literally zero with organize it. So many people ask me, oh, why don't you just sell it? Why don't you just focus on the software? Like, why do you want to put yourself through that again? But in reality, I know that that was a test for the next level. You have to prepare yourself for the next level. And so reframing your setbacks is so important because it's preparing you. It was preparing me for what I've been asking for. But if I'm not prepared, I'm going to have a setback. I'm not going to reach that goal. I'm going to break a leg, right? I'm not going to meet my goal. But the real question is what did I learn from it? What did I go back and do differently? How am I reframing this versus looking at it like you failed? Oh God, it was a setback. Versus looking at it like rejection. So, why do I keep putting myself through this? Well, I now know that hurricane that demolished our business and we decided not to sell and not to give up prepared me for what I'm getting ready to do. Actually, we're already in the middle of it with Organize It. It will be ready end of this year. It prepared me because if I wouldn't have went through that setback, I wouldn't have learned what I needed to do to prepare me for the ultimate level of what Organize It was really meant to do. So we have to reframe those setbacks. And so here are some of my favorite reframes, right? Rejection is redirection. If I get rejected, I don't just stop. I redirect. Like, where can I go next? If someone says no, okay, like redirect. If I don't meet that goal, hey, that's not a problem. Let's pivot. Let's redirect. Next one is this is happening for me, not to me. This is a huge one. It's happening for me. And in the moment, it may not feel that way when we don't hit a goal or we are faced with rejection or setbacks, but it's happening for you. You're learning from this. It's not happening to me. And my last one is on this one, on some reframes, is the world is as I am, not the world as it is. The world is as I am. The world is how I want it to be. It's not as it is. I don't have to settle for it. It's not set this way. It's how I want it to be. And when you change the meaning, you change the feeling. When you change the meaning of that setback, you're gonna change the way it feels, the way it hit you. And when you change the feeling, you change your reaction or your action. You're not just settling, right? You're not just taking that loss and looking at it like a setback. You're not good enough. And then here comes the self-negative talk, right? Here comes those replays. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not cut out for this. And so we have to change, right? We have to change the meaning so that we can change how we feel. And then from changing our feeling, we can change our reaction or action towards it. And then lastly, the third ritual that I need you guys to really do and really look at is cultivate your environment. This is one of the reasons why 1LD encompasses not just the business, it is your home life, right? It is your marriage, your relationships. And so cultivate that environment. Surround yourself with either, or you have to surround yourself either with people charging your battery. You're either surrounding yourself with people charging your battery or draining your battery. And look around. Look around. And I would say this goes deeper than just surrounding your people. You're surrounding yourself, right? Your surroundings. They are either charging you or draining you. It could be your office. It could be your home. It could be your desk. Is it charging you? Is it uplifting you? Is it positive? Or is it freaking draining? Like, is it draining where it's sucking the life out of you? And this is why we have to look at our surroundings. So it's not just the people in our life. And I don't care if they're your family members. I don't care if they're your spouses, your sisters, your friends. I don't care if they're draining, you have to make a change. So look around because your environment inspires you, right? It's inspiring you. Or is it slowly killing your energy? Only you know this answer. So I live by a few rules and I'll share those rules with you. I fill my space with reminders of who I want to become, not who I am, who I want to become. I will be a best-selling author. I'm filling my environment with that. Everything I look at, is this how a best-selling author would live, look, act, talk, carry themselves? Fill your space with this, right? Your space is reminders of everything you want to become. Again, look at your office, look at your desk, look at your home, look at your car. Fill your space with who you want to become, reminders of that. Next one is remove complainers and shit talkers from your daily orbit, from your daily habit. Yes, even if they're family members, you're not gonna like that, but you gotta remove them. I don't care. So even if you talk crap about someone to me, I don't even wanna be your friend because I know that if you're doing that to somebody else, then you're gonna do that about me. There is no time or space for complainers. Now, you can complain about something if you then tell me the lesson you learned, right? You're allowed to complain if you then tell me the lesson you learned and what was the reframe? How did you reframe it to then take action? How did you pivot? What'd you learn? But remove all complainers, shit talkers, gossipers from your daily, from your life. I don't care who they are. That doesn't mean you have to disown your family. You have to remove yourself from that relationship. Put some separation in there. put some space. This is one of the best things I ever did in my life. And for me, I had to make giant shifts. When I left my ex, I literally had to move out of the state because I needed to remove myself from our friends, from his family, from him. And I knew that I would never be able to move past that. I'd never be able to grow to my full potential if I did not. And that's a deep one. And that is something you need to look at and you need to reflect on. And then only share problems with people who will help you focus on the solution, right? You don't want to share your problems with someone who's going to feed into the gossip, to the complaining. Only share your problems with someone who will help you focus on the solution. So again, look at your space. Fill it with reminders of who you want to become. Remove the complainers. Remove the negativity. Share your problems only with someone who will help you focus on the solution. Not get yourself into that deep, deep, dark rut of, you know, gossip. It's not good. So here's the challenge. I got a challenge for you. I want you to pick one I am powerful statement, and I want you to repeat it every day for the next 6 months. I want you to say it when you wake up. I want you to say it when you go to bed. I want you to see it everywhere. Everywhere. I am so funny the way I operate. Like when I need to hit something, when I need to do something, I got like, when I was trying to lose weight, I only had like 2 more pounds to hit my goal. And I wrote like the number 2 everywhere, like in the bathroom, on the refrigerator, like on the pantry next to the bed. And it was just the number 2. I was like so focused, but that reminder was everywhere. You need to pick one powerful I am statement. Repeat it every morning, every night. Put reminders in your phone, put alarms, say it before you go to bed, when you wake up, and you need to see it everywhere. And what I want you to do is, you know, I want you to drop in. If you feel like you're falling off the wagon, drop in and let's comment. Let's lift each other up. Let's hold each other accountable to this I am statement. This is so easy. But here's my challenge to you. If you don't want to do it, you have to ask yourself, and maybe I'm not ready for that level yet. Maybe I need to do something else. Maybe I need to be tested, because this is so easy. There shouldn't be a reason why we can't do it. So easy. And so in fact, if you're struggling or you can't do it, your I am statement may not be the right statement, or you may need to go back and rewrite that statement, because you need to believe it to the core of who that future person is. This is who I'm going to be. Doesn't have to be who you are, right? You're not lying. You see something in yourself that you want and you know you can achieve it. But we have those bad days, guys. I even wake up with those bad days. But I've put these rituals, these habits in my life so that the bad days become further and further apart and they are far and few between. So remember, I want you to say it all the time. Wake up, go to sleep, set alarms on your phone, sit it on your calendar, share a screensaver, make a screensaver on your phone. I don't care. How are you going to do this? It can be done. It helps 100%. This is how I've gotten as far as I've gotten, right? And I have so much more to go. And I know exactly how you feel, because I was a prisoner of my own thoughts for the longest time. And will I say they ever go away completely? No, we're always, always working towards the next level, right? Of being that one layer deep mindset, that one layer deep life. It's always a work in progress. So your thoughts shape your actions shape your life, right? It's time to punch those negative ones in the face, those negative thoughts in the face, and replace them with something that will build you up. If you're committed, I want you to drop committed in the chat, in the comments, drop committed. Because once you say it out loud, you're in. And I'm going to ask you guys, how's it going? Give me some updates. Again, we'll see you guys next Monday. Make sure you go and win that week.
Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WooRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.